We have certainly secured something that we set out to secure, but I would still call them, largely speaking, the low-lying fruit. The accommodation, the upfront costs, the like-for-like planning exemption, the retrospective application of any benefits to the previous applicants as well, not just future applicants. We got that largely secured, and that's welcomed. But I would say that, yes, we've got substantive issues and we're in the heavy lifting end of the game right now. The 100% redress, we're looking at the state-backed guarantees, we're looking at the second homeowners, all the heavy stuff that costs the Exchequer a lot of money. It's not within the gift of the working group to rubber stamp any of the heavy lifting issues that we've got. The best we can hope for there is that we have agreement that these are then put to Cabinet. I think their date for resuming, or certainly whenever the dial resumes, is the 15th of September, that Wednesday. And we would like to think that there is an agreed document sitting in front of them from the working group that is then put in front of Cabinet to have them consider that and hopefully approve it.
Would you hope that there might be a special Cabinet meeting at some point over the course of August or early September to actually get this put through?
This is something completely different to, and the scale of it is completely different to anything that they've been dealing with before. And I think it does warrant a special sitting of the Cabinet to talk about this. There is much to talk about. We've been deliberating over this for years. We think rather than piggyback on some other agenda for a Cabinet meeting, this should be a standalone meeting, and it should happen in August if at all possible.